with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. And by cure, we mean that we can get rid of your pain, depression, and other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs and even the NBE method. In past shows, we've illustrated this incredible claim with a variety of chronic problems ranging from pain and depression to asthma and bowel problems. Today, we'll talk about the flu vaccine, since it is the flu season. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-KBRT. That's 1-800-227-5278 or the 714 area code 714-754-4150. Okay, Dr. Tong, we have our first guest on the line, Melissa. Should we talk to her?
Yes,
Okay. Hello, Melissa?
Melissa?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yes, Melissa's from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Rome, just north of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, briefly, she was, you're very, very healthy until you went to your doctor and get the flu vaccine, which everybody is led to be the solution to for the flu, but from then on, you have been in hell, I guess, from your from the email. So why don't you kind of summarize your story for us?
Well, in early October, I got a flu shot, and about a week later, I woke up and I had an excruciating pain in my arm that I got the shot in. That subsided after a while, and then the pain came into the other arm, and gradually I started experiencing a lot of pain in all of my joints. So my physician referred me to a rheumatologist who is now saying that I had rheumatoid arthritis, which I absolutely refused to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So my life now basically revolves around taking various medications to treat this, and I'm a little concerned because I just really don't believe I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything was a result of this flu shot.
You are absolutely right. Okay? Your physician have no common sense. And in the first place, the pain come right after the flu shot, and you had had no symptom before. Rheumatoid arthritis
whatsoever.
Tell us how healthy you were before you get the flu shot.
Well, I was actively working out in the gym four times a week, walking, swimming, and just as active as a person could hope to be.
And you had no pain prior to the flu shot?
No pain whatsoever.
So how did he, she come up with the fact that you have that's related to rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, they tested the rheumatoid factor and the fed rate, both of which were extremely elevated.
Yes.
Melissa, may I ask how old you are?
40.
Yes. So you're very young.
Yes.
And who else have you seen besides the rheumatologist?
Well, that's basically it. Besides my general practitioner, now I'm scheduled to have a consultation with a doctor at Emory Clinic at the end of the month, who is also a rheumatologist.
Yes.
So they're giving you medication now to get your pain?
Yes.
What are you taking?
Plaquenil, which is an anti-arthritic medication, Naprazin, which is an anti-inflammatory medication. Because I'm depressed now, I'm on Paxil, I'm taking pain medication.
Okay.
And have they helped you at all? Have any of these meds helped you at all?
Very little.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If they help you, you should worry. If they don't help you, it's better because then you look at the root cause of the problem.
Right.
Your pain is not caused by the lack of Plaquenil in your system.
Right.
Or your depression is not caused by
a
deficiency of Paxil, right?
Right.
So giving those things to you, if they help you, it's just temporarily masking the symptom. It will mislead you into believing the underlying problem being solved. It's
right.
Not. Okay, the more toxin you get in your body, the worse you become. Let's talk about vaccine, the principle of vaccine today. Why I feel that I was taught and believed in the past that vaccine are good, but after a whole bunch of research, I found that no vaccine is any good. The idea of vaccine is putting some disease material, virus, into the body to try to stimulate the body's immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very good. But you take an analogy. Would any community introduce weakened criminals in their community and try to stimulate the police force? Number one, you would only irritate the police force. You will never enhance the police force because the communities or society never use lawbreakers to enforce law. And number two, no intelligent being will ever participate in any kind of action to eradicate themselves. So how would the criminal help the police to destroy themselves? Same thing, the virus will never help you to enhance your immune system.
So it will only aggravate the immune system.
You aggravate the immune system, so your immune system gets edgy.
And work harder.
And after a while, you attack everything, it causes autoimmunity.
Right.
In other words, you destroy
your own good cells. And that's what's causing your symptoms.
Yeah, that's partly causing the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the regular exposure to the flu is through the respiratory upper airway mucous membrane. By injecting the material in your body, you are becoming weaker. That's why then you're more prone to develop respiratory disease, asthma, sinusitis, and so forth. So that's why we have so much increase in incidence of asthma and upper respiratory infection since we're getting more flu vaccine. Now they have a new vaccine for the streptococcus pneumoniae. That's one of the most common common thing associated with pneumonia in kids. But they don't cause. They don't. Viruses and bacteria do not cause infection. The proliferation of a virus and bacteria is the infection. It's not the cause of infection.
Melissa, when did you have this flu shot again? October, right?
October.
And you haven't had anything since then?
No.
And your pain started 2 weeks later?
About a week after I got the shot.
A week.
Yeah, see, when a healthy person had no symptom before, a week after the flu shot, get that problem, and you read the insert for the flu vaccine, you'll know that's from the flu. It has nothing to do with rheumatology. This is really ridiculous.
So what do you plan to do now?
Well, that's what I'd like to know from Dr. Tong.
Okay, number one.
What can I do to reverse the effects of this shot?
Okay, you are going to Emory University. It's not going to do any good. And I'm not just saying that to defame a good university. The reason that according to Johns Hopkins, Harvard, is not going to do you any good. Because when a patient goes to a doctor, the only thing they want, the ultimate thing they want is to get well. Can you get well with more drugs? I'm asking you. You think you can get well with more drugs?
No.
How come? Tell me why you don't think you can get well with more drugs.
Well, because I think that's just treating the symptoms and not the cause.
Yes. The more basic reason is because your body does not use drugs for function or repair.
Right.
Okay, if your car stopped running and somebody gave you kerosene, you say, gee, thanks. You're not going to help my car. Okay? A computer system, somebody give two tons of fertilized manure to a computer company. They say, no, we don't use this stuff. Okay? You got to use what the body uses. Okay? And you got to restore the body's innate function. That's how you cure. How you cure is find out what's wrong and then fix it. Why don't you stay online? Because we got and I'll explain at the end of the show, because I got couple of patients said that I can illustrate what I can do. Basically, you need to restore your body's function. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll
let the show hold and just listen to the rest of the stories.
Okay.
Stay online, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we talk to Julie next?
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Julie?
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to our show. We missed you last week.
I was enjoying the beautiful weather.
That's okay. Well, why don't we get right to your story. What was your initial problem before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had a plugged-up left ear for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I was up in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a cold.
Uh-huh.
And my son had backaches, and my little boy had some. some problems. So we saw Dr. Tong on TV.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he would be great for us. So we went a couple years ago.
Now, first of all, before you went to see Dr. Tong, did you do any conventional treatments?
I did not, but I'll tell you when I did.
Okay.
So we went to Dr. Tong, who totally helped my husband with his back aches.
Mm-hmm.
And his treatment on my ear, I knew there was potential, but the shots hurt.
Uh-huh.
The injections were just too painful.
And how many treatments did you get at that first?
Probably two, maybe three. And my husband really encouraged me to hang in there because he saw the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just a baby.
Okay.
2 years ago, you were a baby, huh?
I was. So I went to an ear specialist for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Constant visits, two or three different medications to dry my ear up.
Mm-hmm.
I was very frustrated. So I thought, I'm just going to live with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have it.
Did the medication help you?
No. It helped. It dried it up a little bit, but I was groggy. It made me very sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
I teach school, so I was having a hard time teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So my problems were I couldn't get out of bed in the morning easily.
Mm-hmm.
Very exhausted at night.
Uh-huh.
Tired on the weekends because you have this constant throbbing in your head.
Right.
So my husband got tired of my complaints, and he bugged me all of Christmas vacation, go back, the injections are much easier now. He promised me I could take it. So I went back about 3 weeks ago, and I am so excited about how I'm feeling. I'm popping out of bed in the morning, I'm staying up later, no naps on the weekend, and my ear has opened up at least 70%.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not clogged anymore? They're not
just barely. There's just a little bit of a clog. I know with a couple more weeks of treatments and then just doing some maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's helped me with my diet and I quit taking Claritin, which is an allergy medication. I quit my Flonase for my nose. I'm just trying to totally do it the healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the best news is the fact that I added a little bicarbonate to the solution of my injection. Now, can you comment on how much the pain compared to the shot before?
Yes, the pain now is nothing. I feel a little tiny prick.
Yes.
It's like a little acupuncture. It doesn't even bother me.
Yes.
And because I know it's going into the right area, I know I'm going to get relief.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the pain actually feels kind of good because I
yeah, it does.
Yeah. In the past, it was painful, okay? But not with neutralizing the acid, which I just discovered recently. That's good news for all our patients.
It's great news.
So you continue this regimen with the treatments. They are less painful now?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to going. It's like my relaxing time.
Yeah, really. I also want to make a little comment. Your son have autism.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. And I told you that that's due to his childhood vaccines.
Right.
Yeah. That autism has increased from 1 in 10,000 a couple of decades ago now to 1 in 200, 300, 400 or something like that. Massive increase. So so for people who have kids, for God's sake, please don't give them the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, anyway, Julie, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
And we'll be back to talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yuling Tong, MD. If you just missed that story, that was Julie on the line who had chronic sinusitis. She went to Dr. Tong 2 years ago, couldn't stand the pain of the injections, but now she came back and found that the injections are no longer as painful, her ears are not clogged up anymore, she stopped her Claritin, she stopped her Flonase, and she can hear again without the clogging in her ears. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, Dr. Tong, I think Marilyn is next. Shall we talk to Marilyn?
Okay, talk to Marilyn, yes.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Okay, so what's your story?
Basically, I have a son who has been, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Okay.
And and we have been through the medical system, the school system, the medical system, and now the forensic system. He's in that system.
Oh.
And so we're It's been 12 years of madness.
How old is he?
He's 24.
Oh.
And when I was finally asked at one point, probably about 3-4 years ago, when I saw that this was not, this situation was not getting any better, it was getting worse, and we were doing everything that we were told to do, I realized that there was something wrong with the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, the reality was he was at this point when he was on these heavy-duty neuroleptics, he was on Sorrento and lithium.
Mm-hmm.
And he was throwing up. I thought he had the flu. I really was not very cognizant of what was going on with drugs, medical drugs,
mm-hmm.
nor the street drugs even, actually. I just detested drugs, period. I was an herb person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, so my son wasn't exactly an herb except for pot.
And that's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, I know. I can roll a field now and smoke with them.
Yeah. The good stuff, they say is illegal. The bad stuff is no good.
I know.
Yeah.
So consequently, when I finally started, when I finally started to say, I don't think that this is working, I was told, no, the illness is getting worse. And I'm saying, no, the illness isn't getting worse. This is the drugs.
Yes.
And they wanted to keep him on the drugs?
And, well, you know, I was living with my family, and when a person has side effects, I use the verb now, side effecting, because when you get these drugs, you start to side effect. And then the other part is when you decide that you don't want to side effect anymore, you say, okay, I can't handle that, I'm going to go off of them, and then you get into withdrawal. Either way, you're not. It's not a blessed situation. And my family, I had a young daughter, 6 years younger than a brother, and my husband was saying, "Do something for heaven's sake!" And
yes.
I was desperate. So of course, I had Mammy, and where I was, they were giving me all this business of, he has to take his medication, and all the mental health people were saying he has to take his drugs. And I'm saying they're causing him to be very sick, and I don't think this is the answer. So consequently, when I was asked, do you believe in mental illness? I said, no, I really don't anymore. I don't believe in mental illness. I think that this is a toxicity situation. I think it's his drugs started it, emotional stuff, his drugs, and then your drugs. And, people look at me and say, well, I'm a non-compliant mother. No wonder nothing's working.
So what did you do for him next?
So I actually, what I did in the next, this has been about 4 years that we, 4 or 5 years that we had in these intents when he was first diagnosed and he was involved in it. He said finally, Mom, I've got a problem. He was on 2,000 milligrams of Depakote. 600 milligrams of lithium a night, and 2 shots of Haldol a month at 200 milligrams each, and plus PRNs. So consequently, I eliminated the PRNs, but I knew that the other shoe was going to fall. He was going to start throwing up and all the rest of it. He decided he was shaking. He had akathisia, taking 6 showers a day. So he ended up basically said, Mom, I can't take this. And I said, you know what withdrawal is like? It's horrible. And I said, but you know what? This is your decision, and I will do everything to support you. So we had been going to an orthomolecular psychiatrist. He gave us some stuff. I did flower essences in shakes. I did all sorts of, builder uppers.
Natural, right?
I did the whole thing, and CalMag, et cetera, et cetera. I just put everything in those shakes.
Yeah.
And
listen,
he was able actually to withdraw with some sense of normalcy, yet the mental health and the mental health court, the mental health pod, as they call them, where I was from, and the mental health court said, no, you have a mental illness and you must take your medication. So
that's terrible. That's terrible.
And I said, I'm not going to live with this anymore.
How much drug is he taking right now?
He's actually in the system, and because we signed a paper, and because he wouldn't talk to anybody, he's just kind of withdrawing in that in that state, in the situation that he's in. He's just withdrawing, literally withdrawn from the society around him. And
how much drug is he taking now?
2 hours a day.
and that's what he's doing. And as far as I know, he's not on any medication.
That's been almost 7 months. Okay, listen, I can help him. I'll give you a couple of cases, okay? Number one, I want to make some comments.
Okay.
Drugs treat only the symptoms and not the cause.
Right.
And legal drugs and illegal drugs, as far as toxicity is concerned, there's no difference.
Right.
In fact, legal drugs, like I told you on the phone prior to this, is actually more dangerous. Mm-hmm. Number one, because they are highly refined and concentrated, and street drugs are contaminated with something that may be less harmful.
Right.
And legal drugs are considered to be good, so you take a larger amount. So mm-hmm. now that you get hooked onto it, addicted to it, so it's harder to withdraw. I'll give you a couple of cases, and I'm going to bring one of these patients in. His name's Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
He has the same bipolar problem, 7 years on all kinds of drugs,
mm-hmm.
and electrical convulsive therapy, psychiatric therapy, and even on the National Science, National Institute of Mental, National Mental Institute of Health, okay,
mm-hmm.
The genome study,
yeah.
and nothing works. I cure him.
He was suicidal.
Okay, I got him so much better, and then he stayed away because of family problem. And recently came back, he had a lot of scars from trying to kill himself again, because he was not totally cured. He came back again, he was feeling happy again. So I'll get Ryan on the show one of these days.
Cool.
And another one was a lady that I treated 14 years ago. At that time, I did not know how to treat mental disease, but I helped her with a lot of pain. She was on lithium plus 7 different other psychotropic drugs, Xanax, Valium, Prozac, and so forth.
Yep.
She tried to withdraw and end up in the hospital.
Right.
And because of insurance problems, she hasn't seen me for 10 years. And during those 10 years, she tries again to withdraw a drug, and both times ended up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is that last March, you can listen to her interview posted on my website, www.drtongdrtong.com.
Her name's Olga.
Olga is her name.
Okay.
March of 2000. She was on 7 different things. She couldn't drive to Orange County both ways. She drive one day, stay in Irvine for 2 days to recover before she went back. But after my first treatment, she drove back. She said the radio started sounding humorous and funny. She laughed.
Okay.
And when she came back, I asked her whether she get off her drugs. She said, no. I said, no, you get off all your drugs. She was afraid. I said, no, look at how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I convinced her to drop all her drugs. This time she had no reaction, not in the hospital. She came back with just a little fatigue, no reaction. And so I can help your son. I cannot make any guarantees, but the thing you need is really getting the mind and body working together.
Yeah, absolutely.
There,
help with the drugs.
There is actually mental problem, but the mental problem and physical problem are the same, and it should not be treated with drugs.
Separately.
Yeah, not separately.
Oh.
It should be treated the body and mind together and make the body and mind work. And we have one last case, okay?
You have our number, right? It's 714-556-8664 if you want to call for an appointment, Marilyn.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Yes.
All right.
Good luck to you.
All right.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. If you are on drugs that you want to get off of, call Dr. Tong, 714-556-8664. You just heard the story of Marilyn's son, who's bipolar. He's not on drugs anymore, but in total withdrawal. Call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, Dr. Tong, I think we have one more guest today.
Joe, yeah, get him on the phone.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Elaine. How are you doing?
Good, good. Sorry we're actually so late. Let's get right to your... Joe's
yeah.
been on the show before.
Yeah, Joe's been on the show. He's a basketball player. He's the incredible old man that ended up beating a 17-year-old athlete that's taller than him. Well, the reason I wanted to get you back on the show was because of a spider you were bitten by a spider or something.
Spider bite.
And your leg was swollen, the vein was hard,
right.
inflamed, and it creeping up from the ankle to the calf,
right.
to the knee, and go up higher, and was crying with concern. That was before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Yeah. And we didn't use any antibiotics. Tell us what I did for you.
Well, you gave me the shot.
Yes.
Where it hurt the most, and it was very painful.
Yes.
I wanted to scream. And you give me more shots than you give. They were giving me before, and it started going down, and now all the swelling has gone down, the skin has turned back to its regular color, and it's all gone, just about.
Yeah, you walk much better now.
And how many treatments was that?
Well, that was just, you guys went on vacation the week of Christmas, so when I saw Dr. Tong, right before Christmas, and I used to see him twice before, and then he treated me three times after.
Probably two, 3 weeks of treatment, a couple of times a week.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so now it's all cleared up. My point is that I want to answer all the people that we talked to today. How I heal the person is bringing back the mind and the body together. Restore the function, let the mind does it work by connecting the mind to the body, balancing the body, whether your body too acid, too alkaline, too cold, too hot, too dry, too moist, balancing the yin and yang, and finally replenishing whatever raw material, calcium, enzymes, vitamins, and also kidney energy, liver energy. We have a test to test for what are the weaknesses. When you get the body and mind, get the mental and physical, just look at any system. The first thing you need is mental and physical power, and then you balance the system and provide the raw material. That's how you cure any problem,
mm-hmm.
and not masking the symptoms.
I understand your legs were also, they used to be black in color.
Yes, my leg at one time was turning black,
mm-hmm.
and now it's getting back to its regular color.
Mm.
Yeah, that's because we release the toxins from the area.
That's what you told me, we're going to release the toxins.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So in general, I think I told you that last year, or 2 years ago, I got bit by a spider on my back, and I had welts for about 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, now it's about 2 weeks.
I had a problem with spider.
Now 2 or 3 weeks, and you're all better.
Yes.
Yeah. No antibiotics and no drugs.
No drugs at all.
Yes.
It was just a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking better, and I don't have any pain anymore there.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, it could be dangerous because you can get septicemia, infection of the blood.
You're afraid that I will get some.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Joe, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show. If today is your first time listening to our show, listen to previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com, drtong.com, under the radio show heading. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But make an appointment today before 2 and you'll get a free gift for the flu season, a homeopathic remedy that can help you prevent catching the flu. Call us now at 714-556-8664. 714-556-8664. Join us again next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on K-Bright, AM 740. This is Elaine, say goodbye and have a great weekend.